Five.
Here they come, yo. Here they come. All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, Bankstown? Hey, how we doing? It's an F Yeah Friday on The Usual Suspects. On the last weekday before the big game on Sunday, everyone present and accounted for, and I'm sure just can't get any more excited than we are right now.
I'm pretty pumped about it, and I love that you said big game because we're so used to now not being able to say the S word.
Right, right.
Can't say the S word. Super Bowl. What? Yeah, I got a Super Bowl movement.
That was that burrito you ate for lunch.
That was right. It's crazy that you can't say the word, really. It's almost like saying, let's get ready to...
I was just going to say.
Talk about sports. You can't even do that anymore. This is
how many people are really monitoring it, going, you know that Laminack guy said the S word yesterday?
I don't know. I feel like they would be.
You know what's the weird thing? What? On Lisa's station, where they're having the Super Bowl, they're doing a pregame show, and they still have to call it the big game preview.
That's so stupid.
If you're carrying the Super Bowl, you should be allowed to say it.
Next time someone says the usual suspects, I'm going to go, no, you say the big show.
That's right.
The big game, the big show. You don't say our show name. That's copywritten.
Damn right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's annoying.
It is annoying. Did you have a good night last night? Anything fun?
No.
Nothing?
Nothing.
I didn't do anything interesting or fun until this morning.
Okay.
And it really wasn't even fun or interesting. I guess it was more interesting. But, you know, with the few times that I do fly for comedy or whatnot, when I was in Minnesota, it really sucked waiting in line. So I was like, I'm going to do the TSA pre-check.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to get that done. So today was my appointment. And it's inside of a Staples.
What?
Yeah, so you just pick this identity place that you can go to, and you have all your choices of where you go and actually do the TSA pre-check, right? So I'm like, this one's close. It's in the Staples in Spring off of Cypress Wood. I'm in. So I go to the Staples, and as soon as I walk in, I'm looking around, and I was like, I don't know. The guy goes, can I help you, sir? I was like, yeah, I'm looking for the TSA. And then he goes, follow the arrows! And he points at the ground, and I was like, what? Is this a thing? So I look down and sure enough it says TSA pre-check and it's got this arrow and here I go like I'm Lord of the Rings on this walk to go find Gandalf and it's just I'm going all through this maze in the store and I end up with just this cubicle in the middle of the store with a door on it and the wall is one of those like 4 foot high walls so if you stand up to it it comes up to your nipples but it still has a door on it, which I'm like...
What are they, buying space in a Staples?
Why do you have a door? Hey, shut the door so we can talk privately. You don't have a roof. Like, it's 4 foot. What are you hiding?
It's TSA. You might have to depant.
But you can still see in. So I walk up, and there's a guy in the half cube, and there's a guy outside waiting, and he looks like he's been waiting a while. And I walk up, and I don't say anything to him, and I just sit down. My appointment is at 10:10. I'm there at 10:09. I'm Johnny on the spot. And
just like radio.
Touche, sir. I deserve that. 12:59. What's up, fellas? Y'all ready to do a show?
Come on, Nick.
Anyway, so I'm there 10:09, and then the lady is done right at 10:10. She ushers the guy out of her cube. She's like, you know, thanks, sir, for coming. And the other guy stands up, and she goes, whoa. She said, can I get y'all's names? And I give her my name, and he gives her his name. And then I said, I had a 10:10 appointment, and I know it's 10:10, and I'm kind of, you know, posturing on the guy. Like, right. I don't care what time you were here. My appointment is at 10:10. And he was like, yeah, I have an appointment too, but I'm a little early. I hope that's okay. She goes, yeah, that's fine. And then she turns back around. She goes, you ready?
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And I literally, like, she walks into her half cube, and as I'm walking in, I side-eyed the crap out of him. I just look like, yeah, bitch, what's up now? And then, like, a third lady came up. But, dude, I was out in 8 minutes. That's it. That's all it takes for them not to want to hassle you. I mean, obviously they do a background check, but 8 minutes in and out. It was
his finger or the whole process?
No, there's no cavity search.
Oh, okay.
There's no cavity search. That's if you fail. But no, like you go in and they're, you know, you take your birth certificate or whatever, passport and driver's license, and they run your form of payment, and they just run you through everything. And they're like, is all this information correct? I was like, yeah. They were like, okay, is this your payment? Is that correct? I'm like, yep.
So you pay this, you pay a fee.
$85.
For the year or forever?
5 years.
Wow.
And I don't have to go through the long lines anymore. I am pre-screened, pre-checked. TSA does a background check on you. I guess the FBI. I don't know who else does it. It's just all, like, they fingerprint you right there on the spot. You do all 10 fingerprints. They ask you if you do drugs. It's just like getting your CHL, like your concealed carry license. Yeah. Same thing. Like, do you do drugs? No. Okay. Well, you're probably fit to have a gun.
Pornhub.
Nope. Thank God they didn't ask for a browser history. That would be interesting.
Yeah, it would be.
That would be really interesting if they were like, okay, as part of the background check, you need to bring your browser history on a thumb drive. And if you don't have a browser history, you're a psycho. Because no one doesn't
or
not use the internet.
Yeah, exactly.
So that was it. I mean, like 8 minutes, she just validated all my information. She's like, okay, you'll know in 2 to 4 weeks. I was gone.
That's awesome.
So I was like, man, that would be so like... 8 minutes and $85 for the next 5 years every time I fly this to wait in line for like two people.
If you're a frequent traveler like you are, it absolutely makes sense then. It's definitely worth it. I mean, I don't travel that much, but still, I've felt the pain of the TSA line to where it makes sense.
Well, you know, I mean, it's almost like if you could, let's say you fly once a year, mm-hmm. okay? For the next 5 years, if someone were to break it up and say for $20 every time you fly, you don't have to wait in line. You can just skip the checks and go right through. And that also means you can get to the airport later. You don't have to, like, if you're a 7 o'clock in the morning flight,
right?
You don't have to get there at 5. You can get there at 5:30 or 6. Yeah, you're paying that $20. That's the way I looked at it. It's like, this is an investment. Even if I only use this once a year, this just means I can get there later. I don't have to stress as much. I don't have to wait in line. You don't take your shoes off. You don't take your belt off.
They just check your bags and stuff?
That's it. You just run your bag through the conveyor belt and you go.
Yeah, see, it's that would definitely be worth it. Because, I mean, even when you've gone, like when I've gone to a road football game, and you know if you're leaving the next morning, so is everybody else.
It sucks.
After a Sunday football game. And, yeah, that line's going to be 150, 200 people long, and you got to really get there early so you don't miss your flight.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to get up extra. And then, man, the shout out to Fred, because he turned me on to that because I had no idea.
Who's Fred?
Fred? You don't know who Fred is?
Oh, he's that Fred. Guy on that show after us?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I see what you did there?
Okay. I see what you did.
All right.
Yeah. Shout out to him for tipping me off to that.
Okay.
It was. It's going to be worth every last penny and minute.
I did watch the 30 for 30 on Deion Sanders last night.
I didn't. I took a sleeping pill and went to bed. That's why I'm in such a good mood, because I got so much sleep that... I did.
I almost forgot about it. I was doing a million different things. And also, I looked at the clock in the kitchen. I was like, oh, it's 8:01. Mm. And I just rewound it a little bit and I started it from the start. And then once I got into it, Lisa's going by, Taylor's going by. I was like, yeah, good night. I was into it and I had forgotten some of the stuff. But you know what? It was even when we were talking, when you and I were talking about Bo Jackson and some of the things recently, two-way players and things like that. And it was kind of like a foregone conclusion that Deion was a football player, that he wasn't quite the baseball player as Bo Jackson. And then you go back and you look, he was badass.
Yeah.
He hit over 500 in a World Series.
I'll never forget some of those. I mean, when you watch the highlights of him, that play at the plate, when he dove over the guy, I remember that vividly.
Inside
in my
the park
head.
Home run.
Yeah. That he hit over Bo Jackson, mm-hmm. I believe it was.
And they had Bo on, and I didn't realize either. I thought those guys were each doing their thing. And they admitted, at least Deion did, that it was a competition for him to try and be as good as Bo. And Bo had 3 home runs in that game, which people didn't know.
Inside the park home run?
He had 3 home runs in that game, and then Deion came up and got the inside the parker, and they interviewed Bo, and Bo goes, people don't realize, one, that ball hit off the top of my glove, and secondly, when I landed, I separated my left shoulder.
Dang.
So he didn't quite get up and couldn't throw it like that.
Yeah.
But he was like, they were competitive, which is cool.
Yeah. But I didn't realize. I totally, see, the only thing, I remember two plays because I saw all the highlights, and I was like, which ones do I remember? I remember two plays from his highlights. I remember that play at the plate because I remember him diving over and then diving back and thinking, how did he even get back? Because it looked like he was out.
Right.
But I remember the interception in Atlanta as a Niner and the run back and him. And then they showed him the press conference afterwards. He's like, this is my house.
Looking like MC Hammer.
I built this house. And I'm like, settle down. There were Falcons before you.
And they didn't bring up Too Legit to Quit, which was the Hammer song that he actually wrote kind of for Deion.
Right.
But it was really well done. And the thing that I forgot was the fact that when he did this whole thing trying to play football and baseball on the same day and two baseball games and a football game within 2 days or whatever it was, that Tim McCarver was on the air on TV as a baseball purist and the national announcer, and he was banging on Deion for not he shouldn't be doing this. And then the Braves proceeded to win the National League pennant, and Deion went and found two big tubs of ice water and started going through the clubhouse going, where's McCarver? Where's McCarver? And drilled him in the face. And McCarver was like, you're a real man, Deion. And I was like, oh, I forgot about that. But you thought, you know, you would think over time it was squashed. And during the course of the documentary, they said 26 years later, McCarver's still fired up about it, and he ain't forgetting it. And Deion was like, hey, let me know. Where's he at? I'll go see him. He can come see me. And one of the Atlanta writers said, no, McCarver ain't doing it. Yeah, he's a little bitter about that.
Oh, well, would you be? I mean, I know I would hold a grudge.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. I don't even like Nick anymore because of some of the things he said 2 years ago. I'm definitely holding a grudge.
It was well done. It was it really, really well done.
But it'll be on again, right? Like, if I forgot to DVR, I'll be able to catch it again. See,
and here's the other thing I don't like. You know where it's going to be on? ESPN Plus. You know what you got to do? You got to subscribe or you got to get a 30-day trial.
I just subscribed.
Trial. Did you really?
Just subscribed.
Because I'm really ticked off about MMA. That. I love the 30 for 30s, and now all the 30 for 30s are on ESPN Plus.
Well, everybody says it's worth it. Plus, for the year, and I know it sounds like I'm speaking for them, it's only $50 for the year or $5 a month. And
$5 a month.
I just wanted to be dramatic.
And then, like, for example, is it either tonight or tomorrow night they're going to have an MMA, like a UFC fight and a boxing fight.
Well, Joel, you should totally get it.
I'm in.
So for me, it's
say
worth
no more.
It.
That is worth it. Yeah. But you do realize you used to get those fights for free.
Yeah, I know. I mean, look, you can't even read an article anymore without subscribing. I mean, look at The Athletic. Look at some of these college football.
Guess what articles websites. I don't read? Those.
Yeah, I'm with you. I haven't subscribed. I haven't gone down that road yet, but I'm tempted. Mm-mm. I'm tempted.
I won't do it. I've paid for TV my whole life, which is why I don't mind paying for stuff like Netflix. But I'm not going to pay to watch sports. I'm just not going to do it. I mean, a pay-per-view is one thing because it's an event. But to watch a mid, you know, a 30 for 30, I'm not paying you for that.
You're stealing all your stuff off the internet.
I never stole anything in this week. Never. You can't prove it anyways.
Kelly Eco, who I've mentored and I'm here for, he says he gives me for Christmas an athletic subscription.
That he got for free.
I just got an email that says you got 30 days left on your subscription. It's only been like 2 months.
Damn, that sounds like a regifted Starbucks card.
At least I made the effort, pal. All right.
By the way, real quick, Lenny Jobin. Shout out to Lenny for coming out yesterday. He said, Barry, don't say the S word. Just say superb hole. That's true.
That's kind of like that when the couple has a baby and they leave the collect call for the parents.
Yeah.
Bob, we had a baby boy.
It's a boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great commercial.
It was. All right, hey, HRP listener line. Call us, 713-780-3776. Text us. You can do that, too. Or you can reach out on Twitter where it's at the producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at Barry is funny. It's an FEF Friday. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Hey, by the way, don't forget before we go to break, John Stringer is our comedian of the week. We'll have a clip for him right after this.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back. Just getting started. ESPN 97.5 and The Usual Suspects. Barry, Nick, and Joel on an Friday. And Barry, why don't you give the folks a little bit of a background on our comedian of the week?
Yeah, my guy John Stringer. Now, I know he's not from Houston, so I know I'm featuring Houston-based comedians. But he is here this weekend.
Oh.
And he's at the Joke Joint, and he does perform quite a bit. He's been on MTV. He's been on Netflix with Chingo Bling. Chingo Bling had a special that came out, I want to say last year. John Stringer was on it. And he's just a funny dude who, when I first started, he was really nice enough to give me some advice because I would watch him on stage, and he's crazy. Like, he does all this dancing and stuff. I saw him one time come out. I was at a show here in town in Denver Harbor, and it was just this wild show. And he comes on stage to a Michael Jackson song, Beat It, and he does the whole video. Like, we were at a bar with a pool table, so he's doing, like, all this stuff. It was crazy, and I thought, man, I want to be that free on stage. I want to have that much fun.
But he's
fun.
Doing, like, the choreography of the video?
Absolutely. Yeah, wow. It was insane. Not the whole song. I mean, like, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. Like, a synopsis of the whole thing. Super funny, super giving and of his time and advice. And so I thought, he's in town. That's Houston. That counts. So this is John Stringer, man. And if you want to, on Twitter, at John Stringer. But here's a clip from John from his Netflix special with Chingo Bling.
I love dancing. I came out dancing to prove a point. White people can do anything they want on the dance floor. We just get to make that shit up as we go. We've been given a free pass. Because things like rhythm and beat have nothing to do with us. We just get to make that shit up as we go. And other races have to watch and go, oh, that? Yeah, that's white shit. That is... No, they do that whenever they want. It's truly not fair.
That's so true. By the way, I gave out the wrong Twitter, at John J. Stringer on Twitter, if you want to check him out. So we'll have some more clips at 2:15 and 3:15.
Yep, there you go. So that's part of the F in F Yeah Friday as we get rolling along here. And we're going to have some guests along the way, including one of my favorite comedians.
Me.
No.
Oh.
Jerry Rocha?
Yeah, Jerry's going to join us at 3:30. I thought, you know... With the Dallas trade and the Jason Garrett story coming out and all the stuff that's happening in Dallas and him being from there, plus the Super Bowl, and he loves sports and he loves to talk about sports, and plus he's just a fun dude to talk to.
I love that.
It's an FYF Friday. I get
Nick,
it, Joel.
Nick loves
him. You like
him,
too. Him more than me.
He's more than a friend of the show. That Jerry Roach.
You love him more than me,
great.
Joel. Fine.
He's great. That guy should have an album.
I thought it would be I thought it would be fun. And yeah, I did tell him when his album drops, we'll feature him again. We'll run clips.
And we're going to have the Houston legend, Mattress Mac, on today.
I'm so pumped about that.
I love when he comes on and, like, we can get him out of his shell a little bit.
Do you think he's ever heard my joke?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Because it's up to 100,000 views on Facebook. Like, the joke that I have. You know, I put it on Facebook.
Yeah,
it's 2 minutes
long.
Yeah, I know.
I've seen. Yeah.
It's up to 100,000 views. You're such a liar. But I wonder, because people have tagged him. They've tagged Gallery Furniture. I just wonder if he knows that exists. Not that
they've tagged Joel Osteen.
They have tagged Joel Osteen. That's why he blocked me on Twitter. But no, that's not why. But I wonder if, because knowing Mac as little as I do, but just and interviewing him on the show and stuff like that, he's so humble that I don't think he would even acknowledge. He'd be like, well, I appreciate it, but that's not, you know, I'm just glad to be able to serve you. He's going to gloss over it. But it has to be, like, kind of cool if somebody has a joke that exists that's about you.
We'll tell him on the show, because I'll send it to him.
We should get the clip and play it.
Yeah.
Can we do that?
At some point.
I wonder if that would, like, off air, like, not put him on the spot.
Well, because normally I'll email him certain things.
Okay.
But we can either email him the clip.
I'll get you the audio.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, cool.
Because I'm sure he, you know, off the air, he'd get a kick out of it. On the air, you're right. He'd probably try and downplay it.
Yeah, because I am kind of mean to Joel Osteen in the clip, too. But it's whatever. He deserved it.
He's got nice teeth. Okay, so yeah, we're going to have some guests along the way. Plenty to talk about as well, including the Rockets at Denver tonight. And, of course, the big game coming up on Sunday.
The Superb Hole.
Is that what we're going to do with
it? We're going to. Lenny had a great night. The Superb Hole.
Superb Hole.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like it.
I was driving home last night, and I was thinking, oh, God. Well, I was reading the copy yesterday, and I don't think it said the big game. I don't know.
Why would you bring that up now?
Because we just kept saying on Sunday. Sunday's a big day.
Yes.
But I'm going, oh, okay. Well, at least we got the right memo there. But, yeah, that was fun yesterday, too.
The whole
Twin Peaks thing. I know AJ and Fred were busting on us for getting out of there early.
Oh, were they?
But good Lord, we are in the middle of, like, traffic hell. I got to get out there. I got to get out of there as fast as I can just to try and get home before 6 o'clock.
I was upset that I didn't even get to make it to Jong's party.
Yeah, me too.
So, yeah, there was I had certain things I had to take care of. So I don't care what they think also.
I needed work on that.
You need to work on what Fred and AJ think about our show?
Yeah.
Bro, 2 years in and you still care what they think?
Yeah. I told you this. It's just weird. It's almost like a false front. When you walk by Fred in the hallways and he's your best friend, and then on the air he goes, you know, that show before us. Oh, they did an interview with them? Well, that's a waste.
He's just messing with you.
Well,
he's just teasing.
And well, it's made a big mess.
As
it messes with me.
Well, don't let him.
Yes.
Don't let him do that.
All right, so we got all that going on. And, of course, we love that you participate in the show. A lot of people are already tweeting in, talking about your TSA deal, and it sounds like people are saying that's the right way to go.
Yeah.
I'm all for it.
Tracy said as well, she's got global entry because she's, you know, big time.
Whoa.
International woman of mystery.
It sounded dirty.
Did it?
Yeah.
Well, that's Austin. She's Austin Powers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. There's a lot of powers that certain people have based on artillery.
And then shout out to Francisco. We appreciate you said happy FEF Friday. So.
Yep. F is for Francisco for that very moment.
See what I did there?
So, yeah, we're going to continue to roll on. And, of course, we always tell you, if you want to join the show, and you guys are great about doing this, and the interaction's fantastic, if you want to hit the text line or just want to call us up because there's something you want to talk about, 713-780-3776. That's the HRNP listener line. You can call that number, text that number, and normally get right in and a lot of times get a response. And, of course, if you want to reach us on Twitter, we're also available there, and we're interactive throughout the show and throughout the 24-hour period when we're on and off air. So reach out and get us that way if you'd like as well.
Are we, when are we going to do this? And I'm just going to ask you, I'm just going to break the fourth wall. When are we going to do Super Bowl picks? I'm pumped about this.
I put it on whenever you want. I mean, we can do
it
last, hour. We can do it
now. No, let's give the people what they want. Maybe we can circle back to it or something.
Sure.
I think we should give them, no? Should we wait till three?
I'm cool either way. Whenever you guys want to do
We'll figure it out, but we're definitely going to do picks today. And I think that I have some stuff that might surprise you guys.
Shocker.
About the game.
Wait, do you have a spreadsheet?
I might.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Stay tuned for that and more. And again, you guys can say you're welcome at any time or thank you. And we'll say you're welcome because we didn't do interviews with sponsors all week. We tried to keep it local, live, and vibrant as we continue to roll on. It's the usual suspects. It's ESPN 97.5.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. I see you there. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, half hour into the big show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Friday. Lots to get to today, and finally, all of the hype is about to go away in the radio row and the interviews with sponsors. Just let's get to some football.
Indeed.
I'm fired up for it. I know that Lisa's going to be more tuned in for the commercials.
Really?
Yeah. She's always...
That's Nora. Nora and Nancy, my sister-in-law, we'll end up watching the game together, which... You know, what guy wouldn't want to watch the Super Bowl with his wife and sister-in-law and not, you know, hanging out with a bunch of dudes? No, actually, it's cool because they make a ton of food. I'm being facetious. They make a ton of food just for the three of us.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Is it going to affect your weight loss challenge?
Big time.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. Okay. If you think daddy's not going to eat on Sunday, you are out of your mind.
Okay. Nick,
so what's kickoff? I mean, five o'clock. I was gonna say five something. About 4:45, I'm gonna put on my sweatpants, and I'm gonna get on the couch, and I won't stop eating and drinking until I go to bed or pass out, whichever happens first.
Wow.
But it's just nonstop food. Like, I mean, I'll have to stop and go poop, and then come back and continue. It's just. It's,
are you the only one zeroed in on the TV for the game itself?
No, they'll watch it. That's great. I kid. They're like the perfect people to watch football with because they don't say anything while the game is on. They make sure that we get to watch the commercials, the halftime show. They care, but they don't care all that much. They're not invested in it. And plus, most of the time, they're just drinking wine and making food. And so I'm like, man, this is the best.
That ain't bad.
No, it's not. It's not at all. So, yeah, that's 1 year I was on a diet, and we tried to do healthy. Like, we made kale chips.
Oh, God.
I almost hung myself.
Yeah, that
I almost,
suck.
Like, it was, we literally just took kale and basted it with olive oil and then baked it.
No.
It sucked. So I swore after that. I was like, you know what? I treat the Super Bowl like Thanksgiving. I might be on a diet or that's be serious, trying to huh? eat healthy. But you know what? For that day. And I will say this. I think Monday should be a holiday. I really do.
They said next to, I forget what are the.
Is it Black Friday?
Black Friday is one of them. But they said in terms of work productivity.
I'm guessing January 2nd.
The day after one? Super Bowl is one of the tops. They said productivity is going way down on Monday.
Of course.
Yeah.
Totally.
Man.
I can see that.
Absolutely. I mean,
this show's going to suck Monday. I'm just kidding. It's not. Because we can sleep till noon. Well, I can't.
Like, Charlie's off Monday. What, the one day you don't want to be off is Monday. Because there's plenty to
Monday?
Talk about. Yeah. You don't want to know why.
I don't?
Oh, you do.
No, he's like, you don't want to know why. I don't? Yeah, you do. Like, you know, but you'll tell me off air?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, but seriously, man. There's certain things. But everybody's got their passions. Speaking of that.
Oh, now I have to
speaking
know.
Speaking about the kale chip thing.
Uh-huh.
Did you see this, too, that Jay-Z and Beyonce for their next tour are doing this thing?
The 03 Bonnie and Clyde.
If you're vegan, if you go vegan for like a day a week, and or there's different categories you pick, but you could get free tickets to the next time they come in concert to your city.
How do they know this?
And I don't know, really, because Lisa's this on KHOU this morning. They did a feature on it, and they're like, how do you background check? I mean, how do you make sure that they're living up to it? But maybe they you give you options like breakfasts, one day a week, completely converted, blah, blah. I mean, you're not going to get extra tickets.
Maybe you send in a fecal sample. And they check it. And they're like, nope, there's meat in here. This is high in protein. I don't know. How else would you check if someone's vegan?
Crappy.
How else would you check if someone's vegan?
I know Beyonce went vegan a while
Beyonce
ago.
Beyonce?
I may have slipped. I don't know.
You'll find her names
you
with
know,
vegan.
V, yeah. The V-Hive.
JV and Beyonce.
Yeah. Like she it. May... I think she went vegan a while back.
Did she?
Yeah. And I guess she got him to convert too because the whole thing is the green print instead of the blueprint like his albums.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So if you get on, somehow you get on the website and you can do the green, be a part of the green print and you can get free tickets possibly.
Well, guys will do the dumbest stuff for hot chicks, won't we?
Yeah, I guess.
The green print. Get out of here. By the way, there's this troll.
Yeah.
Ever since I got banned by Joel Osteen that. Joel, it's called Joel Osteen Rocks on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
I had to mute him because it was just annoying.
Did you really?
I don't mind a good troll, but don't be like overbearing and annoying. With like, have a little fun with it for a minute and then let's all move on. I don't know who it is. I have a suspicion I know because the best way to find out who a troll's account belongs to is go look at who they follow. And like right away, you can see early on who they followed and then you kind of know. So I'll give you an example. Angel Munoz and Patrick Randall are two of the first three followers. So you realize it's probably one of those two.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's there's that. But they did make the account look exactly like Joel Osteen's account.
Oh, I saw it. I saw it because they responded to the fact that we're having Mattress Mac on.
Yeah. So I thought that was kind of funny. But Josh Rapp was talking about Super Bowl and man, y'all can't even say the word. No, we just can't say it with advertising.
Yeah. We can't connect it and say one of our sponsors is connected with the big game,
but we were trying to have fun with it. So way to ruin it, Josh.
Yeah. Thanks. But that's kind of what he does.
Yeah.
If it's not poo-pooing on something, he's not having fun.
I got to give you credit for something in just a second. I don't want your head to get too big.
No, Nick, it's already extremely big.
Okay.
That's just what God gave me.
Somebody texted and said tomorrow is, and this is, you know, F is for fitness on an F, yeah, Friday.
Okay.
Tomorrow, the Facebook group is having a basketball meetup. If you're in the weight loss challenge or you just want to hang out with listeners and have some fun, I suggest you go to Facebook, search for the Usual Suspects Weight Loss Challenge. Join the group, and I think they're having a Facebook game tomorrow.
House lined it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chris Householder.
Yep. So he got a gym, and I guess he reserved it, and they're going to play.
What time are you going?
I got a dilemma already. My normal Saturday morning game, which I don't miss and I look forward to every week.
Uh-huh.
Lisa and KHOU, they're having rehearsals. They're moving to a new station over here in the Galleria. So for the next three Saturdays, they're having rehearsals from 9 a.m. to noon. Coincidentally, the exact same time. So I am actually going to pay a buddy of mine's daughter
to babysit
Taylor at the gym because I'm not missing.
Is this the first time you've hired a babysitter?
No, we've had babysitters before. Although Lisa's really anal about it.
Oh, like, I can imagine.
Yeah. Hyper protective of Taylor. But I'm like, look, there's so much. We have like, there's babysitting in the gym, but Taylor ain't having it. She wants to be in the gym. She wants to be playing around. I'm like, okay. But then I can't concentrate on hooping because I'm watching like where she is.
Right.
So I figured, I said to my buddy, hey man, if your daughter comes along and just keeps an eye on her and plays ball with her in the racquetball course, I'll give her like 20 bucks.
20? 20?
She's not of age to be a babysitter.
Gotta give her 50 bucks. How much is that game worth to you? That game is only worth $20 to you?
Thank God he's in a meeting right now. I don't need this to be out. I am not so cheap. I'm just saying, because I'm still going to be, when we're not playing, I'll be watching her.
Give her 25.
That's fine.
Okay. 30.
Stop. No, you're not going to be like... What are you doing?
30, I got 35 right here. 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35. How much is your daughter worth to you, Joel?
I'm not even.
How much is your basketball game worth? Real quick, we'll get to this text, and then I got to give you some props. But I heard Joel talking about how the Daytona 500, or about the Daytona 500 the other day. Why aren't you guys interested in NASCAR? I think you have a lot more auto racing fans than you realize love the show. I can't speak for you.
Right.
Can't speak for Nick, but I do know that at one point, we were given a document here. I saw it. I don't know if you guys were given it. That had topics broken down by listenership. In other words, like ratings and when you talk.
Specifically for our station or just in general?
In general in the market.
Okay.
When you talk radio or when you talk football on the radio, this is how the market, you know, this is how many people tune in or care about it. And I can honestly tell you that NASCAR was really low on that list. It was actually lower than golf. If you can believe that.
I can.
Me too.
I like golf.
I was surprised. But NASCAR. I have a feeling if we sat here and broke down races, our ratings would plummet. So
I know someone that would like to get in here and
talk
about it.
Tune in to Juggalo Trey.
Yeah, he has.
He'll break down the NASCAR for you.
If you ain't first, your last podcast. I don't even know if they're doing that anymore.
Trey could get like a hot date and everything going well, and if the chick bashed NASCAR, he'd just take off.
Listen, bitch. I'll take a lot of things. You can make fun of my new haircut. You can make fun of my dad, who's on the radio. Shout out to Barry.
If you bust on NASCAR or Oasis, you're out. Oasis is the greatest band, and NASCAR is the greatest sport. Those guys are athletes.
Okay, now I have to give you props.
Oh, boy.
You talked about this several times, and I think we had a pretty lengthy discussion. In fact, I remember breaking down the stats and trying to talk you out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But you were pretty high on the Astros going out and getting Wade Miley.
Yep.
You wanted to see that happen.
Mm-hmm.
And damn it, if I'm not sitting at home last night and my Twitter starts blowing up.
Mine too.
And and it was Wade Miley. Is a new Astro, and they signed him to a 1-year, $4.5 million deal. You must be pretty excited.
I was like, and then I saw that someone took his headshot with the Brewers, but put an Astros hat on it, and I was like, in more ways than one, it's exactly what I was saying. It's a poor man's Dallas Keuchel, less beard,
yeah,
way less money,
and, same velocity,
and for 1 year he had his ERA was in the twos. And whether it's coming back to the mean or not, Dallas had the 1 year he won the Cy Young.
Right.
When he had a great ERA. So I had just said that was the guy on the list that I thought they should go get for a cheaper version of Dallas Keuchel. I hope it works out.
Well, here's what you think about. Because I get concerned when you look at his numbers. He's had 1 year where he had a winning record since he came up. And we won't even really count 2011 because he only had 7 starts. He came up in the middle of the season. His rookie year really was 2012, where he was second in rookie of the year voting to...
I don't know.
Bryce Harper.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So Yeah, if you're going to lose Rookie of the Year, you could do a lot worse than losing it to Bryce Harper. So you know that he's got some potential. He went 16-11 that first year. But since then, he's never had a winning season. He's been banged up a little bit. And it seems like every time a team committed to him long term, he didn't last a year. He would either be traded or just cut. Last year, I mean, he was hurt. I think he was on the 60-day DL at one point. He missed a lot of time. He only had 16 starts, but his numbers were fantastic. Outstanding. Yeah, they were outstanding. But I worry about him regressing to the mean for his numbers. Career-wise, he's a 4.42 ERA.
Yep.
I worry about that.
And I get that, but here's my biggest thing. He's cheap, and he has playoff experience. Last year, he came in a pinch under a big, big stage. Pitched well. The next day and pitched again, too.
True.
So from a durability standpoint, hopefully we're not going through injuries like Keuchel every year.
Right.
And again, he's $4.5 million as opposed to a two-year deal or with Keuchel or where it could have been. And again, similar numbers. Keuchel had that big Cy Young year, and he's been erratic and bad since then. So at least they don't have to overpay for a guy that has playoff experience and seems like he will benefit from having a really good hitting lineup.
Yeah, and you know what? It's a good value from a gambling perspective, right? Like $4.5 million is not a huge investment for a guy that put up a sub-3 ERA, albeit in limited starts. If you can get that out of him for a full season, then you got a hell of a deal.
Right.
And if you're an Astros fan, and I've worried you about the stats and his velocity, because he'll top out at 92, a couple of fastballs. Mm-hmm. I think he likes to throw the slider. He'll mix in a changeup and a curveball on occasion, but he's basically a three-pitch pitcher, you know, four-seamer, two-seamer, that'll never top past 92, I don't believe, until he gets here. Because look what they've done with Charlie Morton. Look what they've done with Garrett Cole. If the bottom end of his fastball is 94.
Somebody started tweeting me last night. He's going to top out in the high 90s thanks to Brent Strom and the
Astros.
That's
the one thing that I look at and go, you know what? Because when they brought in Charlie Morton, I was like, Garrett Cole, I was mildly excited about because he had shown flashes, but it was like, Garrett Cole's not a world beater. But those guys looked like ones, like aces.
It's the Trevor Bauer factor, but
optimistic about the Wade Miley signing. So good for you, though, calling him because you nailed it.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. I totally predicted that.
No, I meant Joel.
Pointing at me.
No,
is Nick here?
Pointed it. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Nick.
It's nice.
All right.
And actually, it's been kind of nice, just you and me. And not his stupid-ass comments.
Just the two of us.
Being a dick for an hour. Appreciate you, Nick.
Hey, Nick will join us next. Much more than the usual suspects. It's ESPN 97.5.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Houston, hello.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, still hour number one, three-hour show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, where you can take us to go if you just go to ESPN975.com, download the app, take us anywhere, everywhere, hear us all the time, people. Bing! Idea for you peoples out there.
Download that app.
F is for a fantastic plan on a Friday for you guys to listen to the show anywhere and everywhere across the land, including up north where it's freezing, if you know what I mean.
I just killed that bull.
What
that bowl
was
from
it?
that restaurant, that fine restaurant, I just ordered from. Inhaled it.
Was it Mexicano food?
It was.
Yeah, you already done?
Almost, pretty much.
Dude, halfway through the break, we walked over there to Esme's desk and he got the bowl.
It's so funny, and I probably shouldn't admit this, but remember when I revealed my weight last week?
Yeah.
166.6.
Yeah.
So you guys were at Twin Peaks. And I weighed myself again before the show. 174.8.
You've almost gained 10 pounds since you weighed in. This is not how the challenge is supposed to work, my friend.
174 pounds from the last time I weighed in till now.
You're like, doing the weight gain challenge.
That's exactly right.
Like, I don't even want to weigh myself now. I'm afraid it's even higher.
Well, since you just ate.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, I know I gain weight. I fluctuate and I'll eat, you know, like, I'll come in on Monday. I should weigh right now. And then Monday I'll weigh again. And I guarantee you it'll be more because of all the food I'll eat on Sunday. But that's a temporary thing. I feel like yours is just, like, you're just on the...
I've been eating like a fat ass for like the past 4 days.
Yeah, you're
like,
just taking the slow road to Diabetesville. Like, you're just, like, what are you doing?
I was shocked.
Dude, that's
I'm hoping
a lot.
That scale is not
especially
accurate.
For a guy your size. Because I mean, as much as we joke about you being fat on the show, you're not fat.
Right.
That's a lot of weight gain. I don't. Maybe you're about to start. I don't know. Maybe you're just bloated. You're about to start.
Jeez, that's so. Huh? See, but you're talented in losing weight as well as you gain it. You can gain and lose it within a couple days. I can't.
No, yours takes a while.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I've got to work out with it. And stick to the diet in order for it to be any kind of substantial losses. But I've never seen anything like you before. I mean, you just, you'll gain 10, drop 10. I don't know, man.
It's all temporary. What are you, eating the napkins now? What are you
They're
doing?
They're flying all over. I know. Live stream blowing the producer, Cam.
I'm blowing my
nose.
Oh,
my God. You are a mess right now. I am just so ashamed to know you. Get your
I
life
can't
together.
Blow my nose?
Get your life together. You just look sad in there. Just eating, your fast shame eating, and your napkins are full. You look like, you ever watch Cookie Monster eat a cookie?
Yeah.
That just crumbs everywhere. And
but I thought shame eating, like no one, like you got to be like hiding in a corner. No one can see you. I'm just eating right in front of you. I don't, you know.
Well, that's probably true.
So Jermaine says on Twitter that Charlie revealed why he's missing on Monday. If you guys were to
You're
guess.
You're going
to
trust him?
If you were going to guess.
And I love Jermaine. Can I just...
This is not personal. This is not like he's going to the man center. This is something else. Okay, so...
If I was
going to
guess.
If you were to guess what Charlie is passionate about, as much as you know him, because you know we're friends, so I know a lot about him. Uh-huh. But I mean, for you guys, if you were to guess what Charlie's passionate about and it's enough to miss a day of work, what do you think?
So he's passionate about... baseball, but there is no pitchers catchers reporting or any True. Meetings no going training, on right. nothing like that with the Astros. Mm-hmm. He is passionate about stuff that involves Syracuse
mall walking
and softball.
That's what I was gonna softball would be my guess.
Nick, you're absolutely right.
Yep, he's gonna play in
he
a softball
is playing
game
in the Wait. Astros media softball game on Monday. He never misses that
Why
thing.
Does Nick get the credit? I'm the one that said softball.
You said baseball first.
And then I was making
you
a list.
You were kind of getting to it, and Nick just cut to the chase.
Well, he read my show notes. I don't know. There's no notes on this.
But why are they scheduling the media baseball game on Monday after the Super Bowl?
And why don't we ever get an invite? Because I know Charlie's played in it for like 27 years now, but... It would be nice to at least get an invite. Just like when Raheel wins MVP of the flag football tournament over at the Texans, it'd be nice to get a, hey, why don't you guys come play?
You should probably play, Joel. I would swing and...
Joel, if...
That
if
I would slip love to into play the in the stands. Softball challenge, it'd be fantastic.
If this station had a softball tournament, we would be the last show they invited.
That's
what are you talking about?
That's a distinct
about?
Possibility.
What are you talking about?
But if we had a three-on-three tournament, we might just go undefeated.
That's true. We would be pretty baller on that. I mean, I know Rahil's good, but I think the three of us.
Yeah.
We proved in the fat versus fit tournament.
We put it together in a hurry with no practices and eliminated.
Never doing that game again.
Because you got absolutely annihilated
not
by Ash.
Against three fat people. That's not happening.
Hey, Barry.
You mean Joe?
Hey, Barry, are we getting our yards together this weekend or what? Got to have our yards looking good for the Super Bowl,
Yeah, do
son.
It Sunday afternoon at about 5:30.
No, I'm still, it's February. I don't do yard work until the end of February. It's got to be after Valentine's before I'll even consider going back out in the yard. About Halloween, I stop, and I don't even think about it really until Valentine's.
Nick, you're going to kill me.
You have a yard question for me.
Don't you dare.
Okay.
Don't you dare. Don't get that started.
We'll do it in the next break.
He's going to do it anyway, so don't you add on to it.
You're right. I'm not going to do it. You're right. I'm not going
to
do it.
Everybody wants to hear it.
Nope.
You know what? I'm not a mean person. Yes, I am. But here's the thing. I hope both of your yards die.
And I'd be okay with that. As long as I don't get a letter, I'd be okay with that.
Okay. Joel. I hope there's enough time in the day for me to bring all the dogs in here next week to sick your balls.
I hope that your yard gets brown patch.
Oh, it's already there.
And Nick, I hope your yard gets herpes. That can't even. I hope it gets take all patch. Nickel.
It's already there.
Yeah.
Take all patch. I hope you get that. You don't even know what that is, do you?
Don't care.
Yeah. Well, I hope you get it.
Don't need to
I hope
care.
You get it, and I hope your yard gets guy. It. I hope you get take all patch.
I have a guy.
I hate y'all. Both
hey,
of you.
One in the books. 2 hours still to go. Stay tuned. Hour number two is next on The Big Show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.